Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
And we do have a great guest today. You know, she's been on our show multiple times. She's an expert, and in fact, she's someone that you've worked closely with. So, Dave, how about we introduce our first guest today?
Okay. So, Kathy Amendum she's the founder, but she's also a seniors advisor. She's with Proactive Seniors Limited. Faisal, as you said, Kathy is somebody that we've hosted on our More Than Money show on several occasions, and I'll let Kathy tell her story. But effectively, way back in 2016, she started to identify that there was some real need to help families both prepare, plan, and execute on plans as people experience different aspects of aging. And I think most people know that in my family, we've been touched by dementia. My mother has dementia, is in a care facility, and I've had the opportunity to work with Kathy and her team as my mom's needs have escalated over time, to really determine what the best course of care, facilities, all of those things are. And we'll talk, if we have a chance, if anybody has questions, I'm happy to talk about all of that.
Sure.
But Kathy is a terrific resource for that. I don't see Kathy on screen yet, but she is logged in, so we should get down to business on
Let's do that.
How to help.
So Kathy, thank you. Welcome to the community. We're really happy to have you here. I'm gonna just kick it off right away. One of the big topics that we have and that we keep on talking to our clients, listeners of our show, viewers of our content and so forth, they keep on asking us about how they can prevent or minimize being a burden to their family members. So let's start that as the topic. When it comes to all the work that you do, all the resources you have at your fingertips, what can the people out of this community and on this show learn from you on how not to be a burden to their family?
Well, thanks, you guys, for having me again. And it's an excellent question. And I hear that a lot in the work that I do as well. And I think the most salient thing people can do is to have a plan. And to have a plan means understanding what your goals and wishes are for aging. And I know that you guys talk about that with regards to people's financial planning, but it's just as important to talk about goals and wishes with regards to health and wellness planning. And so the first thing I would say to people is, if you start to have a plan, discuss what your goals and wishes are, and then go into further details, which I can talk about as well, on how to make a plan, that's going to significantly reduce that feeling of being a burden on your family.
Let's start with the first part, Kathy, about goals and wishes, because that's something that we do discuss with our clients in the health bucket conversation. I can tell you from experience of doing this for over a couple of decades, talking about healthcare and the way things are changing, I can tell you that many people don't know what they don't know. And so it's hard for many to actually ask the questions or even have a vision of what kind of care. Mm-hmm. Unless you've been impacted, Dave, you now know more than you did 15 years ago of what you would want when it comes to your aging process.
Yep.
So when it comes to goals and vision, Kathy, what are some of the things that people should be thinking about?
Well, I think it's very important to spend time with your spouse if you are married, or with your family, or even just on your own if you don't have anyone in your immediate family to work with us on, and really think about, where do you see yourself? Where do you want to see yourself in coming time segments? So depending on your age, do you want to, where do you want to be in 3 years' time? Where do you want to be in 7 years' time? Where do you want to be in 10 to 15 years' time? And you have to think about, do you want to be in your home? Do you want to be in more of a congregate living setting? Do you want to stay in the city that you're in or move to where your children are? What types of care do you want? Do you want to be supported through private sector care, through the public health system? So it's just really important to work through that process of knowing where you want to see yourself, because the goals and the wishes are plan A. That's what you're working towards. And you need to know what you're working towards to be able to create a plan. Well, we always talk about plan B with our clients as well, which is the contingency planning. What if you can't meet that goal that you're striving towards? What do you want to consider? But you have to have a plan A goal to know what you're working towards, to be able to set that plan in place with supports and services and programs.
Dave, when your mother was going through her experience with dementia, was it all of a sudden? Was it something that you could actually plan with her? How did it work?
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting question. Of course, it's an ongoing journey. But I can tell you one of the challenges we had with mom is that she still hasn't to this day acknowledged that she has dementia. So it made it more difficult to do that planning with her, because she just won't acknowledge that she has this problem. Now, her care needs, and when I engaged Kathy and her group fairly recently, actually, is her care needs have just progressed to the point where her personal directive had to be enacted and brought in, and we had to make some, my brother and I had to make some decisions about where mom was going to be in the level of care and so on and so forth, because her current facility, after a number of consultations, really none of us felt that the current facility was going to be able to do it. But it does raise questions in conversation about my brother and I, as we think about how we might be, how we could reduce the burden that we experienced, given that this is in our family, right? And so we talk about that. Of course, the grandkids, my brother's kids and my two girls, all see Granny, and we talk about what Granny's going through. But it does raise the question about having thought through this and having some, even attached notes to a personal directive and so on and so forth, about what you would like to see happen in the event that we started to go down this path.
Kathy, I want to bring you back on this point, because I think that's where the hardest part comes to play. And I hope my dad's not watching this, because I'm going to pick on him. Poor guy is stubborn as hell, Kathy. And so when it comes to actually sitting down with him and saying, Dad, let's talk about your health plan. And we've built to some degree now after many years of nagging, let me tell you. But Kathy, the hard part is actually sitting down with the individual and planning for something that they may not see happening to them in the future. So from your experience, Kathy, what would you do? What would you suggest as parents talking to their adult children should they be doing about? And what should the adult children be talking to their parents about to kind of get things started? I think that's the hardest part for myself with my father, was saying, Dad, you're getting older. Things are going to change.
Right.
And he's like, no, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
I'm not old. That guy across the street who's 10 years older than me, he's old.
Yeah.
I'm not old, right? Yeah. So, Kathy, what are some of your tips or ideas that we can learn from all the experience that you have?
Sure. So how to have that conversation is really what we're talking about, and it's a very good question. So when it's the parents wanting to have the conversation, when they're driving the bus and they want to start to have this conversation with their adult children, which is the ideal way to go because they're leading it, the parents can initiate that conversation by saying, we have talked about what our wishes are for the future, what we're hoping for. We would like to have a conversation with you, our children, as to how you might first understand what we're hoping for, and secondly, how you might like to be involved, if you are able to, in the planning for our care and support later. So that's the easiest process, is when the parents open that conversation with their children. Now, sometimes there's family dynamic issues, relationship issues, and the family might find that having someone facilitate that conversation is easier. There might be different personalities and different perspectives. And when I talked about goals and wishes earlier, the reason to set your goals and wishes is to get that common consensus. So if you need a facilitator to have that conversation, lots of people do, that's no problem. The more difficult side, like you were suggesting, is what if the adult children want to have this conversation and the parents are resisting it? And what we find really works is when the children say to their parents, I am feeling worried. I am feeling anxious. I am feeling unprepared. You don't want to come in and say, you need to do this. We want you to do this. Bossy, bossy, bossy. You have to go in and say, we are concerned. It's affecting our life. It's affecting our sleep. It's affecting how we're feeling. Could we have this conversation? Could we start talking about your future? We'd like to know how we can help, but we need to know what you want and where you want our help or where you don't want our help. So those are the words that we often recommend.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think that's really interesting language.
Yeah. Basically, she said I did it wrong.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm guilty of that too, clearly. Yes, we'll have to improve that for sure. But, you know, it does, there is processes and there are people that can help. And Kathy said something very interesting is there are lots of dynamics. I mean, we talked to lots of people about the family dynamic and, you know, there's a very wide range, Faisal, about openness and willingness to be able to talk about these kinds of things in the, you know, in each individual family.
You know, Kathy, I want to thank you for joining us today on this part. I think it's very important that we kick it off with the mindset that there are a lot of people who are really concerned, especially going through this pandemic, of being a burden on their family members. And I think this is a really big piece there. So, Kathy, I want to thank you for joining us today.
And we'll be talking about our next seminar, all these topics, on Tuesday, December 7th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break. Is Christmas shopping going to be even more stressful this year with delays? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.